We're at this point now with a Canadian dental care plan set to start providing coverage next month. Oh, yeah, that's tomorrow. No, that's in May, right? But we don't even know if we have enough dentists at this point to get people enrolled in this. 1.6 million seniors already signed up. But do we have enough people to help them with their dental care? There are 30,500 oral health care workers, dentists, and hygienists that are registered in this country. They're supposed to provide care to 1.6 million seniors, and yet only a few thousand have signed up. So remember, this is a $13 billion plan. This is talked about all the time by Jagmeet Singh. This is his dental care plan, and Trudeau will talk about it too. It's all about affordability. But when you actually start to see whether or not it's going to work, well, we don't know, because dental practices say we're being asked and forced to sign on to long-term contracts. We have no detail of how the costs are going to be recovered or even covered, so they don't want to sign on. So at this point, we have far fewer dental care providers signing on than we have, you know, more of. And the deadline is now here. Let's bring Dr. Jenny Dorkson into the conversation, president over at the Alberta Dental Association. Good to have you.
Good morning, Alex.
I was hoping by the time that this program kind of started getting, you know, up and into its official running, that we might have a kind of last minute surge of people signing up. Have we seen any improvement to those who are signing up to be part of the program?
No, I think there's still a lot of confusion and unknown details that many dentists, including many patients, are very frustrated about this new federal dental plan. The government needs to know that this is not regular business practice for dentists. It is creating a preferred provider style system that will interfere with patients and dentist choice.
So right now, if you had to, because I know, you know, a number of dental associations have been speaking out. Do we have any idea of how many we have been able to get signed up? Last I had heard, we were still waiting for about 61% to sign on.
The numbers fluctuate every day. I know in Alberta, it's quite low. I would say about 10 to 12% at most at the moment. And it's quite frustrating because we do not establish relationship with insurance companies or the government. We have relationship with our patients, and taking care of our patients is our number one priority. And this federal program is creating a bit of barrier not to improve the access to care.
So who's not able to get the information? Is it the dental operators? Is it the patients, or is it both?
I think it's everybody. The Prime Minister and Minister Holland needs to be clear and honest and transparent about this program. And despite what the government says, this is a subsidized dental benefit program based on patients' income. And they keep saying that it's a free dental program, but it is not a free dental program.
Well, not come on. Let's say nothing's free in this country, right?
Nothing is free in this world.
It's like, well, I get free Medicare. It's like, well, last I checked, you paid $9,500 off your taxes every year to get that medical care that you can't get access to. But, you know, we have municipal plans, we have provincial dental plans. It depends on which province you're in. And again, I don't even know if clarity has been given to which programs stay in place and which fold up. Have we even gotten that far?
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Alex. I mean, we still do not know how the CDCP will coordinate with existing provincial program. And we already have provincial low-income dental programs across Canada, but there's no clarity on how CDCP will work with existing provincial program.
So at this point, we've got headlines, right? We get the headlines of here's what we're offering, dental care for everybody, and yet it's at best a framework and not a framework that is actually in a operational. And my concern, and I think the concern would be, is if it continues like this, it's never going to pick up. But if they don't get rid of the provincial and or the municipal plans, it can't pick up. Because if I'm operating a dental association, my own business, I'm not going to put out all the risks, because I think too many dentists are looking probably at family doctors and saying, I don't want to end up like them.
No, exactly. This program was created due to political pressure. It was rushed, and it's a flawed program as it stands. And it's very alarming for us because we don't know how Health Canada will protect the third-party insurance. I mean, this may not seem like a big deal at the moment, but what will happen is companies start to drop their private insurance because of the CDCP. A program that start to, you know, designed to serve one-third of population will quickly extend to 100% of population. This program will be very, very under-budgeted, underfunded, and will not improve the access to care. Like two-thirds of Canadians experience highly efficient and world-class of dentistry in Canada, and we don't want to compromise that.
Yeah, I mean, but to your point on those private plans, and I think we could see the same thing with the pharma care, is that if all of a sudden the government's going to pay for it, why would any insurance company then say, hey, we'll give you your dental and your pharma care? It's like, no, let the government do it. And then we're all in the same boat, sharing the same, you know, lack of resources. Is that what you see happening?
Well, that's very foreseeable. It's a huge risk. And we don't want to fail our patients. We want to continue to provide a good care. And continue to improve their oral health because we believe that oral health is part of their general well-being.
Yeah, no question about it. No question about it. But if we're going to have these programs, then it's, you know, they've got to be running properly. And again, we get too much of this policy that's done to score political points rather than actually make a mark. And so, again, is this program dead on arrival? Because I don't see how it can operate right now long-term the way it is now, because you either have pickup or you don't, or the program doesn't work.
Yeah, time will tell. I have no idea as it stands right now. There's a lot of unknown factors, so a lot of dentists are very hesitant to participate in this program, including myself, and it's just really bothersome because we want to continue the relationship with existing patients, and patients are confused, and we're all confused, and the government has to be clear on what they're doing and what they're trying to improve.
And so are people now being turned away?
I believe so, because if the providers are not sure what's going on with this federal program, how can they provide the care?
So when you know, if a clinic has now signed on, are they able to reimburse the money, or are they able to get it back from the government? Like, what protocols are in place now?
So I believe as of May 1st, the dentists who are signed up, they are able to see patients, but the details are not very clear. I have not signed up to this program, so that's something they are taking the risk as a provider, and patients may have to pay out-of-pocket expenses, and they just have to figure things out without really clear idea. So it's very...
It's a very
flawed program.
Well, I'm just going over in my head what it's like to either, you know, put paperwork in for a claim or anything else. And if you do one thing wrong, then it's a real pain. But if there's a lot of muck-ups with the rollout of this part even, then you could even get more dental care providers backing it, saying, I just don't want to be in the program. I'm going to put you on the spot just a little bit, because I'm not even sure if this impacts you, Dr. Dorkson, but capital gains tax that was announced in the budget. I know we've heard from a lot of doctors, you know, who say, look, this is going to absolutely just rock us. I think that dentists and family doctors operate a lot of the same, where they open their own facility, right? And they bear in a lot of the costs. Are they going to get hit by the capital gains like we are seeing with doctors?
One thing that most people don't know is that running a dental office is like running a mini hospital. There's a lot that goes in terms of overhead.
Right.
So the expenses, especially nowadays where everything has inflated, it's a big concern running a practice and managing staff. We already have like Alberta Healthcare. We already have a lot of struggles with staff, and we don't know how everything that's going on will affect our industry, our profession, as a professionally or personally. So there's a lot of frustration, a lot of uncertainty. So we're really hoping that the government has answers for us in terms of what they're trying to promote. They need to be honest of what they're trying to do. This shouldn't be never meant to be like a political position that they are trying to get themselves in power. If they said they want to improve the access to care, they need to collaborate with the providers who are basically the frontliners that do this every single day. And this hasn't been done, unfortunately. They never really talk to us or listen to our suggestion. Even on the last 11th hour, it just been very hard.
Rushed.
Barrier. Yeah.
Yeah.
Been hard.
Well, we'll continue watching and see how this goes. But no question about it, I think we're reaching crunch time on this. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
No problem, Alex. Have a good day.
You too. That's Dr. Jenny Dorkson. She's with the Alberta Dental Association, the Ontario Dental Association. Same concerns. Go across this country, provincially across this country. Same concerns is that they don't have enough dental offices signed up to this program because they don't have enough information. And the government won't give them any transparency. Okay, so the next time you hear the talking point, well, we are getting people dental care. Well, no, you haven't. You said you'd get them dental care.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.